Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Bills are looking good, guys, right? Oh, my gosh. I've been at a few of the games. It's extraordinary to see the energy behind them and that one miraculous second half, which was like, so just I digress, but I can't say that in front of all the gaggles without getting into trouble, so I'm happy to
have. Brayton, then Jeff.
Okay.
Governor, last week the state DOT announced a reset of the Kensington Expressway project. Just want to get your thoughts on their plans going forward and what maybe you would like to see done with the Kensington.
You know, let's talk about that. I first proposed, you know, a major, major initiative to try and repair a community that was severed by this, you know, massive infrastructure, the Kensington, the 33. So my first budget, you know, January of 2022, I proposed $1 billion to accomplish something that had been talked about in the community for decades, but no money behind it, no support behind it. Of course, that engendered a lot of opinions on it, and I knew we had a finite amount of money to work with. But we started the process. We did the environmental assessment. I got support from the federal government. We're making real progress. And as often happens with projects across the state, but it feels too frequent here in Western New York, that, you know, people with a different opinion decide to go to court and to basically stop what I thought was going to be significant progress for the community. So that's what happened. So we stepped back and said, well, the court said no because these advocates have asked for basically shut down the project until it's more in line with what they want. But now we are at a place of a reset. I had our commissioner of DOT, Marie Therese Dominguez, come out and talk about that. The community engagement starts again. It is a longer process. It is a more expensive process just to do the background reviews to get to a point than what we are right now. So we're probably a few years down the road to get to what we are now. Okay, I want everybody to be aware of that. Be patient, because these environmental review processes are lengthy. And then the question will be, at the end of all this, what is the price tag? What is the price tag of what, if everybody wants something that's a much larger scale than we knew we could accomplish, that's going to have a bigger price tag to it, I guarantee it. So I guess the observation is, we're doing what the judge asked us to do. We're heading down that path. But I just caution everybody to know it's a longer path and will ultimately be a more expensive path than where I thought we could be at this point, which was actually driving some real results for the community. So you asked my opinion. That's my opinion.
Jeff? Wanted to get you on energy costs, if we could. We see rates of electricity going up. We see companies continuing asked to raise those rates even further. What's being done to make those more affordable? Energy, electricity, more affordable for people.
Yeah, you are so right about that. And this is, you know, you always talk, we talk about affordability. And the big drivers of people's bills are their mortgage or rent, often childcare. And utilities are now really moving up quickly in terms of what communities, businesses, and families are having to pay. So my view is it's about supply. Just like housing. We build more housing, the prices will drop. I'm laser focused on that. Also, if we have to have more of an all-the-above approach to energy. We are continuing to lean hard into renewables. You know, I have offshore wind in New York City, which is going to be powering 500,000 homes in Brooklyn with clean renewable power. That's great. We have wind farms upstate New York, powering energy everywhere. You know, Wyoming County in particular, you fly over that, you see all the turbines. But also solar, so we're going to continue our commitments to both of those. But also, I put something on the table, which is longer term, but I think it's going to help us with sustainability, which is nuclear. There are no new nuclear plants in the state in decades. No one talked about it because of the fear factor. And I said, I directed NYPA. I did a big event there. Many of you were there back in June. Says, we're all in for nuclear. That's how I can create more plentiful energy on the grid so we can fight these increases. Now, that being said, we're also looking at some natural gas as well. So all the above approach. But in the meantime, when entities ask for, you know, 18, 20% increases, we have a public service commission that I have directed multiple times to cut that down dramatically, and they have. So what we still have is more than anyone wants, but compared to what it had been first proposed, we're being very aggressive with them. They have to cover their costs. I understand that. If we want them to build more transmission lines to bring more power, that has to be paid for. But New Yorkers are taking on the chin with utility costs. And I understand that. And especially as someone who is from an area that's very cold in the wintertime. And I know our costs are going to continue going up. So we have to have supply. So we never also, as we did last year a couple of times, actually get close to approaching our capacity. You know, once in the winter statewide and once in the summer because of high use of air conditioners because summers are much hotter than they've been. So climate change is a driver of all this, but we can't just complain about it. We have to find more sources of energy to drive down costs for consumers.
Time for one more from Hope.
What is your reaction to the DEC Buffalo Sewer Authority lawsuit ending in $1 billion agreement to clean up the Niagara River?
Right. We work very close with them, and I want to give Amanda Lefkin, my new commissioner of DEC, kudos for the work that she's been doing on this. You know, it needs to be cleaned up. It has to be cleaned up. Cleanup is very expensive. And so, you know, we've been finding a path forward, working closely with them to make sure that we can ensure the discharges have been treated, that we don't end up with a situation that we've been experiencing. It's not acceptable. But our DEC is going to be very involved in the ultimate solution and the monitoring of this. And so people can count on that for sure at my direction.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.